on here.
Hi, Derek. How are you?
I'm good.
Awesome. Awesome. I'm glad to hear that. My name is Nadine Medina. I'm one of the regional specialists, so I'm the one who takes care of the pricing and details for your area. And I know that you've been talking here with Tara. Did she do a good job explaining to you, you know, the basics of the program?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay, great. So I'm just actually pulling up some notes that she had sent over to me. And, well, congratulations on the 18 months in business. How's it been going so far?
It's been up and down.
Okay. So I understand that you want more of the installs, correct?
I do.
Or the installation. Yeah. Okay. But you've had to take on some repairs, I think she mentioned, which, you know, I guess you got to take what you can get, right?
Exactly.
Okay.
Got to do what makes the money.
Yes, absolutely. Tell me a little bit about what type of marketing that you're currently doing now.
I'm not really doing any kind of marketing, to be honest. I've got
I don't even have a website.
I've just got a Facebook page. That's about it.
I did see the Facebook page. Yeah, in fact, when I typed up your company by name, I actually did a quick search just by the company name to see, like, what would come up, right?
Mm-hmm.
And the first thing that popped up for me was the Facebook page. Beautiful work, by the way. Really good content on here. Very welcome. Now, I also saw that there was, and I don't even know if it's something that you're currently using, but there's an Angie's List, or they call it Angie's Pro. It's got, like, you have some good 5-star reviews on there.
Yeah, that's, I can get work through them too.
Okay. Are you currently using them now, or was that prior?
I just ended a contract with them, January. And, I'm guessing I'm stuck with another year of them. I debate going dealing with them because,
okay.
A lot of the stuff you get from them isn't really something you want to mess with, I guess I'll put it.
Okay. So is it the quality of the leads, or just it's not the kind of leads that you're wanting?
Well, yeah, it's mostly the quality, because it'll be a small job in Biloxi or Gulfport, and you know, I mean, it's not really worth my time to deal with a lot of them.
Okay. So you're getting a lot of the smaller jobs then.
Mm-hmm.
Is it fair to say, Derek, that, you know, I don't know what your monthly subscription is with them, but is it fair to say that you've at least made the money back on what you've invested with them monthly?
Yeah. I haven't made a whole lot of profit off of it, but yeah, it has paid for it, so.
Kind of breaks even, maybe?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. So the goal that you have for this new year, right, I know we're already mid-February, tell me one goal for your company that you have set that you want to try to achieve this year.
My main goal is I'd like to get off the tools and actually run the business.
Okay. That's a good goal. Okay. It just, the reason that I asked this because, excuse me, I want to see how I can help you get there, right? So I love that you have the Facebook page. You have someone who does the custom cabinets for you. You're just doing strictly installation. You're not customizing the cabinets yourself. And you are also, you know, doing the refinishing, but you're more open to the installation. Strictly residential?
Yeah.
Okay. And I know you don't have a website, and cost is a concern for you. Okay. So I'm going to bring you in. I'm applying a new in business credit, And basically, this is going to cut the package that I'm going to offer you that I think would be a good start for you. It's going to actually cut it in half from the original cost. It'll be a price that you're grandfathered in. So in other words, it won't change on you. I do want you to keep in mind that the calls that you would be receiving are direct calls from potential clients looking up your services on Google. They click and call you directly. These are not leads where you receive a lead and then you got to turn around and call it. Okay?
Yeah.
So it's a live call, which I think probably gives you better opportunities, right, when you have someone calling you directly rather than chasing them down, right?
Yeah, I'd much rather it be that way.
Yeah. Now, the way that our program is set up, okay, we don't do contracts. It's a monthly fixed flat rate, but we do ask you for a three-month verbal commitment to stick it out with us for 3 months, but you pay monthly, okay? This particular package is our platinum package, and it includes both the Google and Facebook marketing. So basically, what you would be looking at is a flat monthly rate of $299 a month, okay? It will come with a one-time $99 setup fee to cover your programming. So that initial investment, Derek, would be $398 to get it started today. You pay $299 monthly after that. What that does is it gets you listed on the first page of Google in the local map section. So we're going to get that profile created. We're going to optimize it on that first page. So anytime someone's looking for, you know, cabinet installation, you know, just all the services that you do, we're going to get you listed there so that they find you immediately, okay? We're going to list you on Bing, which is what I call the sister company to Google. Our directory submission is Yelp, Apple Maps, and Facebook. Now, we're going to do Facebook ad campaigns. Now, when someone is performing a search on Google for your service and they happen to go to Facebook, they're just looking through their pictures or stories, they're going to be targeted with your ad, which is going to incline them to call you because it's basically reminding them you were looking for this service. Here's the company that offers it. Now, those ads can be very targeted to an audience by interest, income level, or location. Once they click on your ad, they are calling you directly. A lot of our clients, I will tell you, Derek, have seen some really great results. I would also like to include a website for you, an actual www.com website, so that we can showcase your work. We write a biography about your company, and we'll attach that website where your business is listed. And then what we cover as well is a mobile platform. So what that means is anyone who's using their iPhone, their Android, they're on their tablet, or they're even using their voice search, Alexa or Google Home, looking up your services, they will still find you listed on that first page. Okay, so pretty much with this package here, it's covering all of your bases. What do you think so far?
What is this? Is there a statistic that, I mean, as you know, we're talking about Angie and I pay them $350 a month and I might get $600 to $700 on a bad month, about probably out of that.
Okay.
So how much, what is our,
like,
you know,
how many calls do you think you might get? Something like that?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. So with Angie, right? Because they are a directory, you're listed on their website. And they send you leads, okay? They can tell you, okay, Derek, you're going to get about 20 leads a month, okay? And it's because they recycle a lot of their leads. In fact, they grab their leads from Google, which is pretty unique. They will run a Google ad that'll say 25 best cabinet installers near me. And that's how they capture the leads, that they turn around and they'll, you know, resell it to you and, you know, maybe two or three other companies, right? Mm-hmm. So that's how they're able to tell you we can, you know, you'll be getting about 20 leads a month. So with Google, Derek, full transparency here is it depends on the demand, right, of the searches that are being done. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
So when I type in to the Google Analytics, I wanted to see, like, how many searches are being done for cabinet installs, okay? Now, that could have been someone looking for a cabinet contractor or cabinet installation specialist. You know, there's just so many variations, right? But when I type that in, what it gives me of the amount of searches that were done, and please keep in mind this was in the last 30 days, okay? There was 1,213 searches that were done in the last 30 days. Now, I am not saying that those would be phone calls for you, because let's be honest here. If my phone rang that much, Derek, I would go bat crazy, okay? But let's say you even capitalized on a percentage of those that they were phone calls for you. Now, there is no doubt in my mind that you would land at least one or maybe even two jobs. I mean, obviously, we'd want you to get more, right? But the thing is that right now you're currently not even an option for people to know who you are, okay?
Yeah.
Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Okay. Now, especially right now, you know, people are getting their taxes, and like my grandma used to say, God rest her soul, but she used to always say, you know, people, when it comes to tax season, it's already burning a hole in their hand. They haven't even got the check yet, right, or the deposit in their account. So people are already performing searches trying to figure out, where am I going to spend that money, right? Now, tell me if you're familiar with some of these companies, Taylor Cabinetry, Complete Kitchens and Design, Vance and Sons Cabinets, Fountain Construction Cabinetry, Cabinet King. Do any of those companies kind of ring a bell?
Not really, to be honest.
Interesting.
Where are you
looked up, well, I typed in cabinet installers, and I put Baldwin County, Alabama, right? And
mm-hmm.
these guys came up. So, like, Taylor Cabinetry, they're in Robertsdale, right? Complete Kitchens and Design, they're actually in Foley. But they're what they are is a cabinet store, okay? A lot of these guys are in Foley. But the reason that I mentioned them is that if someone's in Baldwin County and performing that search, these are the companies that are coming up, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And I mention this because I know that that's an area that you like to target, right?
Yeah.
So that's where you would be listed as one of those options when people are searching for a cabinet installer.
All right.
Okay. Now, the beauty of our program is that you don't have to take our word for it that it's working. In fact, you'll be able to see through your client dashboard, it's a way that you can track your results with us. You can see how many times you came up in those search results, where they performed the location of that search, how many phone calls you received from new customers. And for me, that's the most important, is really seeing, you know, where are these calls coming from. Now, any time that, let's say you wanted to add some keywords, or you want to run a promotion for the month, excuse me, or change any of your content, you can do so. Derek, in fact, you would have a team that's, I apologize, dedicated to your account. They assist you with all of this. We do the work so that you can focus on your jobs. Of course, everything would start with me. I'm actually what's considered the lead on the account, okay? I feel, because this is a monthly program, although we do ask you, you know, to stick it out with us for 3 months, we ask for that 3-month verbal agreement. I think it's something that you would want to take advantage of today, you know, give it a shot. That way we can prove it to you, right?
Yeah, there's no commitment or nothing to that for y'all.
No, the only thing, and I'll be like straightforward with you, okay? Signing up today, you would pay the $398, okay? Your billing date is every 19th of the month, automatic, okay? Now, I'm going to ask you for a three-month verbal agreement to commit to us for 3 months. You pay it monthly, right? Let's say after the third month, you call in and you're like, listen, I don't want to continue the services anymore. I'm good. Just make sure you call 3 business days before the 19th so you don't get charged on that date, okay? Once you've completed your 3 months and you're canceling, there's no cancellation fee. But let's just say you decided the second month, I want to cancel. You paid your second month, you're like, I want to cancel. Because you're canceling right before the 90 days, there's a $199 cancellation fee. Okay, but if you're canceling after your third month, then there's no cancellation fee. We're not going to hold you hostage. We'd rather earn your business. You know, I know it sounds terrible. I say it like that, right? But I had told someone one time, I said, I promise you it's not a marriage, and I know it's bad that I say this because I'm married. You don't have to find a divorce lawyer to leave us. And he just chuckled. He thought it was hilarious.
Well, how do I, do y'all have an app or something? I mean, how do I get a hold of all this information you talked about?
Oh, yeah. In fact, do you have access to your email right now? Excuse me.
Yeah.
Okay. I just want to confirm because on your Facebook page, I saw that there was an email. Let me just make sure that that would be the one where you would want me to send it to. Bear with me here. I fought this cold for a week. My husband got it, and then I ended up with it. And it's like I have it. Like this cough all of a sudden will come out of nowhere, and it drives me crazy because I'm like, where's my cough drops? It's like that little tickle, and I'm like, Lord, can I just get through a conversation without coughing? Oh, my goodness. Let me see here. Derek, do you spell your name E with the D-E-R-R-I-C-K?
Yeah, one R.
One R. Okay, you got the unique spelling. I have a friend, actually her husband, he spells it D-E-R-E-K.
Yeah, that's where most people spell it, I think.
Yeah. Actually, one of my dearest friends, she was born in Mobile, Alabama. I love her southern cooking. It's the best. No one makes biscuits like she does. I don't care what anybody says. I'm all, they could, they could try.
Southern down here.
I've had people ask me if I'm from the South, because I guess my name's popular in the South. I have no idea. I'm like, no, I'm from the West Coast. I know, you feel sorry for me, and they just start laughing. Anyone I talk to from Texas, Derek, the first thing they tell me is, where are you at? And I'm all, California. They're like, I'm so sorry. I go, I know, just keep me in prayer. If you take a look at your email, I apologize, any second now, you should get this email coming from Nadine Medina at Local Splash, and it'll in fact say VIP with Facebook.
I'm looking at my email, but it ain't coming in.
Okay, give it about a second. I'm also, while we're on the phone, I want to send you this text real quick. You get text messages, right, on your phone, the one that we're speaking on right now?
Yeah.
Okay, good, because I'm going to send you as well one of these to kind of give you an idea of the kind of websites that we build, just so you kind of have an idea of how it looks. I'll send you one just for a general contractor to kind of give you the outline. But basically, is that your, on the business card that I saw on your Facebook page, is that your logo?
Yes.
Okay, awesome. Now, the websites that we build here, they are Google compliant and they're mobile friendly. So they're real easy. They're like, I would say user friendly, okay, they have what we call automatic SEO settings. Okay, those settings also help with your ranking on the first page. We could even add, like if you took a video of a job that you completed, we can add that video on there. We add reviews from your clients as well. We do these drop-downs where if they hover over the part of the services, it'll drop down like the different services you offer. We write like a biography about your company. So we would customize it to obviously fit your business, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I just sent you a link so you can kind of take a look at that. Now, whether they're looking at it, you know, from their iPhone or from their tablet, or if they're looking at it, you know, even from their desktop, it will adjust to the device that they're looking at it from. So it won't look distorted, in other words. Did that text come through to you?
It did. I got your email. I was sitting there looking at the email.
Oh, good. Okay, good. So on that email, what I always love to do is give the whole breakdown, okay? So the VIP package, right, the first month, there's that one-time $99 setup fee. Okay, now $199 is what's covering your local map programming, maintenance, optimization, management of keywords, and so forth. $100 goes towards your Facebook ads that we're managing throughout the month. So you will not have click fees because you're paying a flat rate. Okay, you'll have a call tracking as well, no charge. The website, there is no charge for that. And then the directory listings, no charge. Okay, so your total monthly startup is $398. Now, when you look at the monthly cost, okay, it's going to be the $199, local map programming and maintenance, the Facebook ads is $100, and there's your $299 ongoing. Okay, I send you this so that you know exactly this is what it's going to be every month, and that will not change, okay? Even if you were with us for 6 years, it'll be that same rate. Now, of course, the first page search results is included, and that's on Google. The listings exclusive, meaning that working with you, we're not going to turn around and then sign up one of your competitors. That would be like us working against ourselves, and that's breaking Google's guidelines. Facebook ads will target specific clientele and areas, okay? They retarget. They help grow the business through social media. The mobile platform allows you to be searchable on those platforms, even if they're saying, Alexa, find me a cabinet installer near me or new cabinets, right? That's going to help you come up in those search results. You're going to have tracking, direct access to track your results with us, see how your marketing dollars are being spent, how they're working for you. The advanced tracking and reporting system will allow you to see your keywords. What we have you listed for? How many clicks? How many times you clicked on that Facebook ad? How many calls you received from new customers? And you can even see the location of where they searched from. Calls are inbound calls directly to you from that potential client, right at the moment when they're searching your services, because they click and call you. And then we even help you with capturing reviews, okay? We have a tool where you could put their phone number or their email, and it'll automatically send a link to that prospect to leave you a review on Google. And we encourage it, okay? Because, Derek, reviews are like the modern-day word of mouth. And I'm probably going to tell you my age right now. But you know, my dad, growing up, when did we ever pick up a Yellow Pages, right? Or, you know, went online. You know, back then it wasn't any of that really going on, maybe the Yellow Pages. But my dad always called his best friend, or he called his brother, hey, you know, a plumber? If it wasn't something my dad could do, right? Unfortunately, my dad wasn't the handiest man. I have to say, although my husband is, but not my dad. But, you know, so he would always be, hey, do you know a plumber? You know someone who could come out and fix this? And that's how everybody marketed their business, right? Well, nowadays, how many people do you see glued to the phone? They don't even really have conversations with anyone. They're just online, looking up whatever they need.
I mean, I do it myself. I look up, I read a review on a product before I order it. So, yeah, I do understand that.
Yeah. And so that's why we encourage the reviews, because what reviews do is it allows someone who doesn't know your company by name to read a review from someone who has utilized your services. Well, now you're opening up a whole new door to their friends and family who now know who you are just by reading a review. And you got good reviews even on your Angie's Home Advisor listing, right? So imagine those being on Google.
Yeah.
So I feel that this would be a good option for you.
I'm not in disagreement with you, but you, my issue is you've called me on my slowest months.
Okay.
December, January, and February kill me every year. It's just like dead silence on this. And you know, March is usually when I start, everything starts kicking back in, at March through November, and then them 3 months are always just terrible.
But January through March.
Yeah. Is, can I contact you through this email you sent me?
You absolutely can, Derek. I just couldn't tell you what availability as far as like a category that we would have within the local map, because my agents, even now as we're speaking, I'll be very honest, they've been calling through the area to find us a company, right? I know that cost is a concern for you because Tara did mention that. So if I could ask you this, and I appreciate your honesty as well. Thank you for that. I understand January, February, March are the months that kill you, right? Or December, January, February are the months that really are like slow. Is it the monthly, or would you say it's the initial investment that would hold you back right now? And I'm asking, Derek, because I just want to see if maybe there's somewhere else where I could help you.
Well, yeah, it's really just the initial.
Okay. So it's the initial. Okay, let me do this. $398. I can definitely waive that setup fee. And then that would make it $299 you would be paying to get it started, and then it stays at $299 monthly. Do you think that would be more feasible for you, or is that still a lot?
How quick does everything start rolling?
That's a great question. Yeah, so let me go over that timeline with you, okay? So it's not going to happen overnight. I don't have a magic button that I hit and you're on the first page, okay? So how it works is like this. We get the account set up, you and I, okay? You're going to have what we call a client interview and onboarding with one of my technicians, which would be, let me look at the calendar, see if there's even anything for today. I apologize. Let me see. I'm just looking at the calendar really quick. So basically, tomorrow you would have your client interview and onboarding, okay? That appointment is the most important because they got to go over, like, the website with you, go over, like, your services, the areas you want to target. Okay, it's where I like to say the magic happens. From that client interview, we're moving. So within 5 to 7 days, you are listed in the directories. Now, those could start generating phone calls for you. 7 to 14 days, your website and your Facebook ads are live. Those could also start generating phone calls for you. Okay? Now, what I always state, what is written in our terms and conditions that we send to you in writing, getting you verified through Google, creating you that Google business profile, right? Optimizing it, meaning getting it on that first page and maintaining it there. I will, no matter what, give you the timeline, Derek, of 60 to 90 days, even when I have seen many times where it's happened sooner. Because I prefer to under-promise and over-deliver. Okay? So what I will say is this. The first month, a lot of it is the programming. Now, that is not to say that you won't get some calls, because you just might. Because the directories and the Facebook ads and the websites are up and live a lot sooner. When you will feel the strength of this program is going to be in that second month. So, again, I share this with you because it's not going to happen overnight, and I want to be super transparent on that. Does that kind of make sense? Okay.
Yeah, I mean, I understand that.
Yeah, and again, I just, like, prefer to be very upfront about everything because, realistically, you need to know how it's going to work. So as far as, like, with that setup fee, I've completely waived it to at least help you save $99 there, okay? So today you would only be paying the $299, and you pay that $299 every month that you're with us.
All right.
Okay? Is that a little bit more comfortable for you?
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. I'm Larry. I'm Larry for sure, but
I understand.
I'm wanting to pull away from the Andy. See, I don't want to let Andy go because I do.
Yeah, don't let him go yet.
I do want to pull away from that, you know.
Well, I'm going to tell you.
If this option, it seems better because I'm like going around them and, you know, getting my own leads instead of dealing with them.
What's your monthly investment with them right now? You said it's what, $350?
Yeah.
Okay. I will say this. I will not tell you to get rid of them right now. Okay? That wouldn't be the smartest thing to do, and that would be bad advice for me. So I would never give you that advice. But what I will say is this. When you start having that online presence on Google, okay, and you're generating these direct calls, right, eventually over time, you will – do away with the Angies. You won't need them anymore, okay? Because this is going to put you on platforms where people are actually, when they're performing the search on Google, it's a search that they're ready to purchase. So they're not just shopping around. They're like, I'm ready to buy. I'm going to go on Google and see what I find, okay? So what I'm doing right now is I'm resending you this email. Okay, so disregard that first one because this other email that I'm sending you shows that the setup fee has been waived. Okay, so that way I'll resend this to you. Now, is that always the best email to correspond with you on? Like where we send your receipt, Derek?
I think, hang on, let me see which email you're on.
I'm on the, it's Braswell, Derek. 369@gmail.com. It's the one that's on your Facebook page.
Okay. Yeah. That one's fine.
Okay. That email's not going to show up anywhere. It's just an email that, you know, sometimes when we have an update, we might send you an email as well. It's also where we send your receipt. So I always say you want it to be an email that you check frequently. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
And then let me see here. And, Derek, the best number for you is going to be the 251-725-8307, correct?
Yes.
Okay. All right, perfect. And then your last name, this is just for the account purpose here with us.
Braswell, B-R-A-S-W-E-L-L.
Oh, okay. Okay. Now, it's really important that we list your name correctly, okay? Now, should the D and M be all together like one word? That's how I see it. D and M, which is the ampersand, Cabinet
yeah.
Works. Do you want the LLC included or without?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I think it's better to put that on
yeah.
the list.
I think it looks good. I mean, it's your preference. I kind of like when it has the LLC. But, you know, it's to each his own, right?
Mm-hmm.
What's the address that's associated with the business? I saw one on Angie's, but it's like a 6113.
Yeah, it's just my, yeah,
you know?
It's just okay. my home address, basically.
I was just going to ask you if that was your home address, because what we're going to do is we're going to hide it. We don't need your home address showing up on Google. No one comes to you to buy the products. You go to them. So we'll hide the address, okay? Okay, perfect. All right. And then I know you mentioned, let's go over some of your services that you want to be found for. I know obvious number one is going to be the cabinet installation specialist I like. What else do you want me to notate on here?
We do interior trim.
Oh, you do?
And
oh.
Yeah. Privacy fence and I just by that today I just finished a big deck building deck.
Oh, so do you want some deck build calls? Are you okay with that? Deck
yeah.
build? Okay. Privacy fence. Now, did you do those the steps on that one picture I saw on Facebook? It was like a staircase.
Oh no! What we finished that staircase, what we did on.
Oh,
that.
You refinished.
It was
okay.
already. Yeah, it was built, and that job was actually an install only, and then once we got there, we finished the cabinet. It was raw cabinets, and we finished the cabinets and. And they liked the finish, so we did the stairwell and the fireplace.
Nice. Well, see how that one job turned into a few more, right? That's good.
Mm-hmm. And that's really the reason I've held on to Angie's, because that's the way it works. Yeah. You know, I'll get this job, and then I'll get two or three other ones off of it. You know,
right.
So it.
That's so awesome. Yeah, I get it. You know, you do one job and then it leads to another and, you know, sometimes that's how you got to get your foot in the door, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I'm still pushing the foot right now. I'm not.
What are your typical hours of operation, Derek? Are you like Monday through Friday, Monday through Saturday?
Monday through Friday.
Okay.
Eight
to five. Those are good hours. Yeah. Most definitely. Now, I know on your Facebook, Baldwin County and Mobile, are those areas that you typically like to target?
Yeah.
Okay. How's your weather over there right now?
It's actually pretty nice. It's,
yeah?
We woke up this morning at 70 degrees.
No way. Really?
Pretty nice.
Oh,
yeah.
Wow. Yeah, right now we've been having like a storm out here. Like 2 o'clock in the morning yesterday, and my husband wakes me up and he's like, "Are you listening to that?" And I'm like, not really. I was sound asleep, but okay. He's like, but it literally sounded like a freight train. I'm not joking. You could hear the rain coming down so hard. It sounded like it was almost hail. And then on top of that, it was like it literally sounded like a train in our backyard. I find out, I'm on Facebook, and everybody's talking about, oh, my gosh, the power's out. Like, trees are down. So I had no idea we were on a tornado watch. I'm like, that's crazy weather. But, yeah, it's been – we need the rain, but, you know, we're not used to it. We definitely don't know how to drive in it either. Now, do you have any special licensing or just the LLC?
Yeah.
Okay. And what about insurance? Are you insured?
Yeah, I am insured.
Okay, good. And then when we communicate with you, Derek, do you prefer that we call you, text you, email, all three, phone and text? What do you prefer?
Text and email is probably the best way.
Text and email. Okay. And let's take a look here. Now, your Facebook page, our technician would walk you through it, but all you're going to do is add us on as managers so that we can manage those Facebook ads. Okay? I still encourage you to post on your Facebook page before and after photos, how you've been doing, because that's going to really keep your content fresh and people just see the beautiful work that you do from the before and after. So great job on that.
Okay. And then, now, when we talk about this all the time, me and my friends, if you just talk around your phone about a particular thing, I was talking to a friend of mine who wants to put windows in his house.
Yeah.
Called me, asking me about who you did talking about windows from. And that's all we did. We talked on the phone. I started getting ads through Facebook and everything about windows.
Yep. Yep.
Is that going to be the same people are going to be seeing my ads pop up on this? Okay.
Yep, in the areas that we're targeting. And let me tell you, it's so funny you say that. So, my husband had to use my phone one day because his died. Of course, it was in charge. He said, hey, I got to look up something. Let me use your phone. So I gave him my phone. 2 days later, right, I had no idea what he was looking up. 2 days later, I go on Facebook because I'm going to do a little, you know, post for our granddaughter's birthday, right? And all of a sudden, I'm like, why am I getting these Facebook ads for, like, fishing reels? And then it dawned on me. So I tell my husband, hey, are you trying to buy a fishing reel? He looked at me shocked, and he's like, how did you know that? I said, because you used my phone the other day, and you were looking up fishing reels. He said, how did you know that? I said, because I'm getting the fishing reel ads on my Facebook page. He couldn't stop laughing. He's all, oh, man. And I'm all, I just busted you trying to make a purchase. My husband loves to fish. He fishes. He says, if I ever hit the lottery, he goes, I will be fishing everywhere I can. I will come home, make sure you got your money, drop off my clothes, and go out on another excursion. I said, whatever. That's how much he loves to fish. But it works like that. I mean, even my sister-in-law was looking, we were talking on the phone. We were talking about menopause symptoms. This is hilarious. She just moved over to an iPhone from an Android. She calls me the next day in a panic. I think they hacked my phone. All these ads are popping up on my Facebook for menopause medication, and I couldn't stop laughing. I was laughing so hard I couldn't even talk. And she said, why are you laughing? I said, Michelle, it's because you were looking up menopause symptoms. So now they're targeting you with the medication that they have. She goes, oh, my God, I thought someone hacked my phone. I was telling my husband, this is why I didn't want to switch to the iPhone. I mean, I never laugh so hard. But that's exactly how they work. So it's a communication, you know. But it's a good thing, right? Because when someone sees, like, oh, yeah, I was looking for someone who does cabinet installation. Oh, let me call this guy. So it's that constant reminder. Okay? So perfect. I did put that you have already a business logo. And so it's the one that kind of has that real pretty design, right? That's on that business card?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean,
so that way they can kind of maybe... yeah, no, we can kind of like maybe have them like set it up. I noticed that there's another email on there, dbraz369@gmail.com. But you're okay with us using the other email to correspond with you?
Yeah, it's fine.
Okay. Okay, perfect. Okay. All right, so let me just save that note there. Now, I'm going to be walking you through the billing part of it. And what I'm going to do is I'm going to read you a voice verification recording. And it's because I have you at a pre-discounted agreement. This is also an added form of protection for you, Derek, that we're going to send in writing along with your invoice, okay? When I am walking you through this, I want you to do me a favor. If there is anything at all that you do not understand, you just stop me. You say, Nadine, wait a minute. What does that mean? So this way I can review it with you and then rephrase it. I prefer that you have a clear and firm understanding before we even process a payment. Does that sound good?
Yeah.
Okay. I'm also going to send you this text as well, and this is going to have our customer service phone number. I'm going to ask you to please save that 877 number in your contacts under our company, Local Splash. This way you never lose our number. I also included your username and password as well for your tracking and reporting system. So just make sure you got that text I just sent you.
Got it.
Okay, beautiful. Now I'm going to turn on the recording. Okay, Derek? And it reads like this. Welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This call will be recorded for quality assurance. To outline the service agreement with Local Splash and is an added form of protection for you. To ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of your business as how you will like it to read on the first page.
E&M Cabinet Works, LLC.
Please state your name and title within the business.
Derek Braswell, owner.
Are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of the business?
Yes, I am.
And you are an authorized user on the billing of this account, correct?
Yes.
To get results as fast as possible, it is important that you are actively involved in your campaign. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls, text messages, and emails from Local Splash?
Yeah.
Now, our calls are going to come from our customer service number, so that's why I asked you to please save the 877 number in your contacts under Local Splash. Please allow 24 hours for Local Splash to return all calls to you. If you need to get in touch with us because you got to make a change or you have a question, you're going to call that same number, okay? Now, as a result of increased visibility, please be advised that you may receive calls from third-party vendors that are unrelated to Local Splash. You will be provided a security question to verify the call is coming from Local Splash and not another company. Now, you can choose that the security question either be your mother's maiden name, the city that you were born in, or your first pet's name. What would you like for the security question?
Let's go with the first pet's name.
Okay. And what was your first pet's name?
Chester.
Hexter?
Chester.
Oh, Chester. Okay. So, let's say you get a call, and you're not sure if it's us calling you. Just ask, what's the security question? If they hang up on you, you know for a fact it wasn't us calling. If they refuse to give you the security question, you go ahead and disconnect the call on them. Okay?
Okay.
Now, several of my clients do get called by a company called Yelp. They basically offer advertising services for their specific directory listing. If you do receive those calls, and let's say you happen to be interested in trying it out, let me know, Derek, and we can offer you a discounted rate, okay? You do not have to advertise with them because we're going to do the listing for you on Yelp. So this way you can generate calls from that directory without having to run Yelp ads. Okay? So just an FYI. Now, in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement?
Mm-hmm.
And what this means, basically, is what we're telling you is, we're not saying you can't do other marketing. We're just saying that before you do, just let us know so we can make sure it's not a service that we're already including, because we just don't want you spending more money if you don't need to. We're very well aware that you're using Angie's, right? And you have your Facebook page. So that doesn't interfere with what we're doing, okay? Because it's Angie's is something completely different. They're a directory listing, okay? So just give us that heads up if you do anything else. All right? Okay. Now, as part of your verification process, it is essential that Local Splash receives the required business documents in a timely manner. Now, these may include business license, proof of insurance, and any other recommended for the Google business verification. In fact, I will send you a list, okay? And I'll go over it with you before we end the call, just because to clarify, like, what to send. Now, none of these things are going to post anywhere online, but it's going to help us get you verified faster. So we do ask for you to kindly, okay, send those documents to submit them to us within the first 7 days. Failure to provide the documents, the necessary documentation within the time frame, could result in delays or suspension of your account. Do you agree to submit these items within 7 days?
Yes.
Now, your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged today's date, which is February 19th, 2026, in the non-refundable amount of $299. This is a 3-month verbal agreement, which we're asking you to stick it out with us for 3 months. So your monthly payments will automatically renew on the 19th day of each month in the discounted amount of $299. This is a monthly recurring payment. You may discontinue your agreement at any time by contacting client support at the number that I asked you to save. And again, that number is 877-635-6225. Make sure, Derek, that you speak with a live representative. If you cancel your account within the first 90 days, there will be an early termination fee that will apply. To prevent charges for the next month of service, make sure that you contact client support at least 3 business days before your next billing is due. Okay? Do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
I do.
Okay. Now, we're going to start updating here. The card that you're going to be using, Derek, now, is that card in your name? Does it have the business name, or is it in both?
It's both. It's got the business name on it. But...
Now, how does your name read on there? Is it just Derek Braswell, or is there like a middle initial?
Yeah, it's just Derek Braswell.
Okay. And the company name, is it just D&M Cabinet Works? Like, did the whole thing fit on there? I know sometimes I cut them off. Okay.
Yeah, it's even got the LLC on it.
Oh, it did fit on there. Okay, so it's D, and is it the AN symbol with an M?
No, there ain't no AN symbol. It's just DM Cabinet.
DM Cabinet
Work.
Cabinet Work without the S?
With the S.
Okay, so Cabinet Works LLC. Okay.
Yeah.
Is it the same billing address as your home address?
Yeah.
Okay. And... Visa MasterCard, American Express, or Discover?
Visa.
Okay. And then I'm ready for the card number whenever you are.
All right. 4294.
Mm-hmm.
7532.
Okay.
6458.
Uh-huh.
1282.
Expiration, month, and year.
328.
3 of 28. And the CVV code on the back?
192.
192. Okay, so I'm just updating here, and then I'll get it set up and then process the payment. And in a couple minutes, you're going to start receiving some emails and text messages. One of them is going to be your receipt. And we'll go over that. How does your schedule look for tomorrow for your client interview? Do you prefer something like midday, late in the afternoon, so I can take a look to see what we have on the calendar that's available?
Morning time would be good tomorrow.
What time? I'm sorry?
The morning time would be good tomorrow.
Morning? Okay, let me take a look to see what we have. Now, that appointment, basically, it's going to be like about 30 or 40 minutes. Maybe a little bit longer, just depends like on how many questions or details you have, okay? But I will block out an hour, and then what'll happen is I'll also send you a reminder an hour before the interview, just in case if you forget, okay? Let me see here what's available. Let me just refresh this because I want to make sure I don't select a time and they already took it. So whatever time I give you is in your time zone, okay? The earliest appointment that I have is 12 o'clock, 12 to 1. That's the earliest. And then I have 3 to 4. I have 3:30 to 4:30. I have a 4 to 5, 4:30 to 5:30, and then I have a 5 to 6.
Oh, and totally, probably the 5 to 6 is probably good.
So I do have a 5 to 6. Would that work better?
Yeah, probably so.
Okay. Let's do the 5 to 6. Now listen, let's say when we call you, right? You're like, listen, I need like 10 more minutes. They'll call you back. Or if you said, you know what, can you guys just reschedule it for Monday, then we can reschedule it for Monday. I'd rather at least attempt to get you through the client interview tomorrow because, again, the sooner we get you through it, the faster we're moving too. Okay? So let me put you for that time. Now, tomorrow when we call you, Derek, we're going to call you from an 877 number. Okay? So, again, you just want to make sure that you're answering all calls within that hour. If, as long as I'm not on another call or in a meeting, I'm actually going to be the one to introduce you to the technician. I hope you get one of my favorites. I mean, they're all my favorites, but, you know. I want to make sure that I'm available when it's time to call you. So what I'll do is I'll send you that reminder an hour before. Again, if you need 5 or 10 more minutes, just pick up the call and let us know, okay, and then we'll call you back. If I'm not available when it's time to call you, they will not wait for me. They will proceed without me. They'll just call you directly, okay? So I'm going to send you this calendar invite. You don't need to do anything with it. And then if you take a look at your emails or even your text messages, because we did send it to both, I need you to find one that says initial invoice. Okay, and then there's also one that says action pictures needed. So whichever one you find first. And then we're almost done. do you see the one that says action pictures needed or the one that says initial invoice?
I got the initial invoice.
Okay, perfect. So you open it up, right? And it goes on to say, hello, Derek. Thank you for choosing Local Splash. Copy of your invoice is located below this email. Please click here to accept your subscription terms. Do you see that?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay, so you're going to click on that. And now it's going to take you to a page that'll say Local Splash, Terms of Experience at the very top.
All right. Oh, there it is.
Okay.
It ain't pulling up the whole page.
Okay, do me a favor. Turn your phone horizontal, sideways. Because I need you to find where it says mobile phone and that it has your phone number there.
Thought now, it won't, either way it won't work. It's starting out with the boxes, check boxes. I agree to see, receive SMS messages sent to my phone. Yeah.
Yes. And then do you see the part that says signature? So the three boxes, basically, the first box says, I agree to receive text messages. It's SMS, it's text messages to your phone. So you'll click in that box. The other box says that basically it's your name on the card that you provided. You're certifying that you are the authorized person on the card, that your information is true and correct. And then that next box is acknowledging that the payments are automatic and recurring, meaning every month. And it'll be every 19th, okay? That date's not going to change for you, okay? It'll be the same date. Now, at the very bottom, it's going to ask you to sign your name exactly as it reads. So you just put your first and last name. You just type it in that box next to it. And then you'll click where it says confirm signature. Now, when you do that, it should open up a page, Derek, that's asking you to put a username and a password.
All right, I got that.
Okay, perfect. Now, I want you to attempt to log in. This is going to be where you track your results with us, okay? So I'm pulling up right now. I sent it to you earlier, but I'm going to walk you through it. So your username is your phone number with no dashes, just your phone number. Okay? And then let me know when you're ready for the password.
Password, Matt, success.
Yep, you got it. Well, you're one step ahead of me, and it's all lowercase, one word. Okay, and then you just log in. It might tell you, do you want to save it? You can save it. This way you're not having to constantly remember it.
Get to the bottom of the page.
Oh, your phone. What kind of phone do you have?
Android.
Android? Okay, yeah. My husband has an iPhone. We have iPhones, right? But I was cracking up the other day. I said, he's all, I can't find something on here. I don't see the buttons because our iPhones did updates. And I'm all, give me your phone. Let me look. And I'm like, oh, my Lord, how big is your text? I'm all, honey, put on your glasses. Why do you have your, like, his font of the text is huge, huge. Like, what would be one sentence is now three sentences. I'm like, oh, my gosh, Anthony, this is. No wonder you can't find it. The font is, like, ridiculously huge. I go, you just need to put on your glasses, honey.
This is not, it will not let me scroll down.
It won't? Okay.
No.
I would recommend, you know, I'm going to tell the technicians to help you download the app from your Android So this way it'll be easier for you to see your tracking and reporting system. Because you have an Android, the tracking and reporting system might be better for you to view it either on your desktop or view it from the app. So I'll let them know to help you download the app. Help with downloading. Local
spreadsheet. I put in the username and a password, and I even clicked the Remember Me box, but I can't scroll no further than that right there.
Oh my goodness, yeah. It could be too, you know, sometimes like if the reception isn't as strong, but it kind of sounds like it might be the screen, like your Android's not supporting for you to get to the bottom part of it. You know what I mean? Because you said you even tried to turn it sideways and it didn't work, right?
Yeah, it don't do nothing when you don't get nothing when you turn it sideways.
Yeah.
It's the top of the page.
Yeah. I would suggest maybe looking at it from the desktop, but I'm also going to let the team know to help you with downloading the local Splash app, because I think that'd probably be a lot easier for you to see it from there. Okay?
Yeah.
But that's how you would log in, to track your results. You can track your phone calls, anything through that app. Okay? Now, there's one more that I need you to find either in your email or your text messages, and it'll say action pictures needed for Google verification.
Log into my client dashboard.
Yeah, you would just get out of the client dashboard and you'll find it in your emails or in your text messages.
I mean, I'm in the email now.
Okay.
Action needed for Google verification.
Yep. Now, these pictures that you're going to send us are not going to post online. But these pictures are going to help us get you verified through Google faster to create that profile for you, okay? Some of these items you might not have. You're just going to send us the ones that you do have, okay? So send us pictures of your work tools or your work equipment. Send us a picture of your work vehicle. Send us a picture of a business card you have. Send us pictures of, meaning business cards that you hand out, right? Not an actual, like, business account card. Send us a picture of your LLC, right? A picture of your insurance. Some of these items, like I said, you might not have. You're just going to send us the ones that you do have so that we can get you verified faster, okay? They will not post anywhere online, all right? So, reminder, tomorrow is Friday. We are going to be calling you between 5 and 6 o'clock. From that 877 number, I will send you a reminder an hour before your interview to remind you that it's coming up in the next hour. If for any reason, okay, you need 5, you need 10 more minutes, again, just pick up the call and say, call me right back. We will call you back. And then I am going to do my best to be available when it's time to call you because I love doing the introduction. If I am not available, listen, they want to get it done. They will proceed without me, okay? But I'm going to do my best to try to be available when it's time to call you. All right, Derek, I would like to be the first to congratulate you and welcome you to our local Splash family. I am so super excited for you. Thank you so much for giving us the opportunity to help you grow your business. I'm very excited for you. Okay.
I hope it works out.
Like I said, it won't happen overnight. Just give us that 1% trust. Let us earn the rest. We're here to help you every step of the way. Okay? And we'll keep you in the loop as well as steps are being completed because we do want you to be aware, too, of the work that we're doing. Okay? All right. Well, I hope you have yourself a very blessed evening, and good rest, and we will talk to you tomorrow. Okay?
All right. All right. All thank right, you. Eric. Talk to you tomorrow.
Thank you. Talk to you tomorrow. All righty.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.